The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Ben Dunn, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan.
Ben, I suppose where you're at is that you'd like to give people a little bit of perspective. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I'd like to give people a little bit of daylight or a little bit of hope. It's not all doom and gloom. There's a lot of people of my age, younger and older, who are living in a state of mind that can't be comfortable for them, and they needn't be there. They can improve their state of mind, in my opinion.
Yeah, you think there's kind of become an accepted narrative now that we're all on a downer and, you know, that that's just the way things are and we keep telling ourselves this?
I think that we're after getting ourselves, some of us, have got ourselves into a state of mind. We have an old saying in this country, the light at the end of the tunnel. And in some cases, or maybe in a lot of cases, that light at the end of the tunnel appears to be going further away. And we're not used to that. Nobody is used to that. And it is not the case that the light is going further away if you apply the right thinking.
Yeah. Now, Ben, in fairness, I think it did start getting to you at one point, didn't it?
Oh, very much so. Very much so.
I
found it very hard to motivate myself. I found it hard. I lost my appetite. I found it hard to show much interest in anything. Funnily enough, and I heard some of your other guests beforehand, I'd be a Christian more than anything else, but I had a little prayer that I used to say every day, and that helped me. It motivated me just that little bit, just to get me moving forward.
What's the little prayer?
It went very simple, and I say it every day. So far, all my nights have been followed by more days. But in this world of mine, a night will come when there will be no more day for me. Lord, look after me today.
Right, nice. And Ben, the thing is, I suppose, in a way, you've been this soldier. You've been through a lot of trauma in your life. And I suppose there have been times when you have been in that dark place, terrified and feeling trapped and everything when you were kidnapped.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's okay.
Not nice. You will, in my opinion, when you get yourself into that dark place, you will make more wrong decisions than right decisions. The hardest thing to do when you're in that dark place is to do nothing. And by doing nothing, I think the human being then will eventually make the right decision.
Yeah, okay. So, like, there are, you hear of a lot of people seem to be making these big choices right now. And you hear these people saying, like, you know, I'm terrified. And then they're making these life decisions. You think if people are terrified, then do nothing is the best option?
Oh, God. From my limited experience, and I wouldn't want it any other way, only limited.
Yeah.
When you are terrified, the only thing to do is to do nothing or seek help from a psychiatrist. But don't try and sort it out yourself. Talk about it to a professional, but don't do anything. Hold your ground, hold your nerve. That's my advice.
Yeah, and I suppose that would apply to, well, business people right now who must be very scared about the future and the future of their businesses and their staff and everything else. You think they need to just hold the nerve and do nothing now?
You see, the awful thing about this particular pandemic, Brendan, it affects somebody. If they're focusing on business, they're terrified about their business. If they're focusing on their health, they're terrified about their health. If they're focusing on their family, they're terrified about their family. It goes right across the spectrum. This is a unique situation that we have never experienced in our lifetimes.
Yeah, now, I believe you literally talk to yourself as well at the moment.
Well, yes, I do, yeah. People could interpret that. But I don't mind laughing as if I was half mad. But sometimes there is nobody else to talk to except your maker, and sometimes he's busy talking to somebody else, so you've got to talk to yourself.
Yeah, and talk to yourself in terms of what? What are you saying to yourself?
Give me the strength to do nothing, to hold my nerve. Please, Lord, give me the strength to do nothing and just hold my nerve. This will pass.
And I think you've started as well, Ben, haven't you, kind of limiting the news a bit more and trying to filter out a lot of the noise?
Oh, yeah, you have to. Look, you have to keep your brain balanced. And every morning and every evening, if we turn on the, and I'm not anti-media or anything like that, but if we turn on the radio or read the newspapers, you can read an awful lot of stuff that is very depressing. And if you read that going to bed at night, and if you read it when you wake up in the morning, I don't mind how strong a mind you have, it will not do you any good. So the thing to do is to stop taking it in. Just say, no, I'm not. I don't want to hear that. I want a break from that.
Yeah. You also think that it's at the moment a lot of us are thinking too much about finding a way to cope, but that you think we also have to find a way to live in this, as against just wishing it away and thinking we'll get back to living afterwards.
I think that we've all forgotten how much progress we've made, Brendan. Like this pandemic, it wasn't around a little over a year ago. Now, I'm not an expert in medicine or anything like that, but to develop a vaccine, I think it used to take 3 or 4 years. Now we've developed a vaccine which is going to be mind-changing or life-changing when we get it distributed. Now all I hear on the radio and on the television and on the papers is all the troubles they're having distributing it. But there's nobody making the point, isn't it fantastic, that the human race has developed a vaccine that we now have, and the only hiccup that we're facing is the distribution of the vaccine, which will be sorted out this year. Like when I say this year, I'm giving myself plenty of scope now.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in between, there's going to be the tragic loss of life, and nobody can condone that. And my heart bleeds, and I really feel for the people who lose people right now who are on the verge of getting a vaccine. But we have to look at the good side of things and the progress we're making, or believe me, we're no good to anybody sitting in a wheelchair and only able to communicate with a piece of paper because our brain has been damaged and we've received a stroke and we can barely scribble what's in our mind.
Yeah, because we stressed ourselves out so much.
We stressed ourselves to such an extent. Now, I know that's a frightening thought, but sometimes an old jolt like that will put you back on the right track. I'm not saying it's my quick fix. It's not one I'm recommending, but it's the one I use.
Yeah. You also have a very good rule, Ben, which is that you have at least one conversation a day with someone you can actually speak your mind to.
Absolutely. Definitely. Definitely. You must be able to. If you don't, it will just fester in you, and the longer you leave it there, the worse it gets, and eventually gets so bad you won't be able to cope with it. You won't be able to talk to somebody about it because it just gets more and more complicated. If you deal with something early, it's a lot easier to deal with it and cope with it and come to grips with it than if you leave it there too long without dealing with it. So, yeah, I would say not quite a handful of people, but less than five who you can have a very open conversation with. And maybe not all about the same thing. There'll be some people you'll feel more comfortable talking to about business. There'll be some people you'll feel more comfortable talking to about your own well-being. You know, if you're lucky enough to pick the people, you'll get through this.
Yeah, that's the thing. We all need our kitchen cabinet, Ben, don't we? And different people are the ministers for different things, I think, in it, and for different moments. And listen, a very simple thing, but you make sure you go for a walk every day as well.
I do. I'm lucky in the sense that I own a number of gyms. So I do a brisk walk for 30 minutes on a treadmill. So there's no kind of easing up or stopping. Of course, somebody would say, Ben, isn't it a lovely day? The spring is coming. I've just got to keep going. Put on a set of headphones. So I do 30 minutes on that. And then if the day is fine, like today now, springtime, I'll go for a walk in the afternoon and take in the fresh air and smell the look of the leaves and look of the life coming back. I do it twice a day where possible.
So, Ben, in the broader picture then, what's the outlook for business this year, do you think? You're in the gyms business.
Oh, listen, Brendan, I want to tell you.
Yeah.
Anybody thinking any further than themselves at the moment, if you start thinking about business, you got to crack eggs before you make omelets. Let's first of all get to the cracking of the eggs.
Yeah. Ben, I don't mean to be smart now, but people will say that's okay for you to say that you probably have that financial cushion in your business.
Yeah, that's a very big assumption for you to make now.
Yeah,
I'm not being now smart when I say it back
to you. Gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's where, it's a thing I've got no defense for. When someone like you, and
I'm not being smart either.
No,
yeah,
I know you don't mean it in any other way, but you're saying, fine for you. You've got a house, you've got this, you've got that. Believe me, every one of us have our own problems.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, if we don't fix ourselves individually, we will fix nothing.
Yeah.
And I suppose the best way I could put it, if I got a heart attack or a stroke, God forbid, when I left the phone down now, my business or anything to do with it would be meaningless. The first thing everybody would want to do, can we get this man back to working order?
Yeah.
Money would have nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Just
you must have the player being able to play the game, first of all.
Yeah, that's the first priority. One thing I do want to ask you about the gyms, just one question about them.
Yeah.
You filled in the swimming pools. The only reason I used to go to the gym was to go to the swimming pool.
Yeah.
That's it. It feels like sacrilege, but you think that's the way forward, yeah?
I think that pools, in hindsight, they're not hygiene. They're not hygienic enough. I think showers, before the pandemic ever came about, I was testing the foul drain. You know, where all the showers, when everybody showers.
Yeah.
And that water goes into a drain.
Yeah.
And that water then is drained off and, you know, moved on elsewhere. It was more than shampoo and water was coming out of the drain.
Okay. Ben, could you repeat that prayer again? A texter is asking.
So far, all my days have been followed by more nights, but in this busy world of mine, a night will come when there will be no more day for me. Lord, look after me today.
Okay. Jerry in Galway says, Ben Dunn, the new Michael Harding, who'd have thought? Well, I'm not surprised. Ben Dunn has always been a fount of wisdom, and he's just a human like the rest of us. Ben, before you go, in the spirit of the light at the end of the tunnel, can I read you something here from the Financial Times about Israel, right? Now, as we know, Israel is the closest thing we have to a real-world experiment in how these vaccines are working. So listen to this now. I'll send you off on a positive note. Cases and hospital admissions in Israel are falling steeply among vaccinated age groups in the first clear sign worldwide that COVID-19 jabs are preventing illness following mass inoculation. Daily case rates among those over 60 and above have fallen by 56% relative to their mid-January peak, compared with a much smaller decline of 18% among the under 60s. So the 60-year-olds who were vaccinated first We're already seeing a drop of practically a half in them. Now, as we know, it's raging in Israel at the moment and they're in a lockdown and everything, but that is clear evidence there. And they also say hospital admissions of those aged 60 and above have dropped by a third since January, while admissions among younger adults have remained flat and are slightly higher. So basically, the difference is the vaccine. You know what I mean? It would be happening across all age groups if it was just the lockdown. The vaccination making a huge difference. So there you go. That's a bit of good news. Listen, Ben, thanks for all that. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brendan.